So they put the 10% in, which means there's a threat of an F2 or greater, EF2 or greater tornado in that area. And anywhere east of 65 especially is in a prime threat in the afternoon. Anywhere after 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, as you go towards the I-75 corridor, is really under the gun tomorrow afternoon. So if you want this not to happen, pray for clouds and rain. And that's pretty much it. So you look at the wind. Once again, wind is definitely on the table. There's a lot of wind energy up there. We've got wind speeds in the jet stream well over 100 miles per hour. And then if we do get those supercell thunderstorms that develop, hail is going to be on the table. Someone north of where these cells are going to go in there, we'll get some big hail, you know, golf balls and bigger. So we'll see how that plays out.